you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. It's another day, it's another show, and it's another amazing time to be a real estate investor. My guest today, you know him. His voice is very recognizable. He's a good friend of mine. He's a mentor, and he is an investor. He understands the way the world works. He has a crystal ball of crystal balls. His name is Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse. Welcome to the show, Noel.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Look at that intro. I just need to like do your intros like wherever you're speaking nationally. Like I'm working on this. It works.
It does work. I appreciate it.
You got it. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, what Renter's Warehouse does.
So my name is Noel Christopher. I'm the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development for Renter's Warehouse. We're a national property management company. We manage approximately 23,000 homes in 25 states around the country, primarily focusing on the single-family rental space. I run our acquisitions of other property management companies as we are scaling our company nationally, as well as strategic partnerships with other like-minded companies that we want to do business with.
And you also work with property management companies kind of to make them better. Like I think one of the first times I met you at a Think Realty conference, you were connecting with a local property management company, giving them advice on how to scale, et cetera. And I think that's really cool too, from the advisory perspective, because you want these property management companies to grow, but then obviously you want to network with them, connect with them, and possibly build a relationship there for the benefit of both that local property management company and Renter's Warehouse. So I think that's really neat.
You know, something that I've learned in this business is we are looking, as you say, to connect with other property management companies and really trying to help the industry overall. And I've learned that just giving that free advice and really helping those that actually many times are competitors in a local market with us, but sharing our best practices, sharing what we're doing as a company to grow and change the industry with others. And it being on the giving side and being a giver in that sense is much more productive than always just trying to get something out of every conversation. So,
gotcha. No, that's fair, and I respect that. I think that's really, really cool. Major headlines very recently, which you and I were talking about a little bit before the show, Wall Street Journal article very recently stated 78% of Americans think that renting is more affordable than owning a home, and that 58% have really no plans to buying a home. What should I be reading too much into this? Is this like should I be pulling my hair out thinking, holy cow, like crash, home affordability is decreasing. So now we're going to start seeing news all over the place saying, make loans more affordable. And then we're going to have bad, then we'll have bad underwriting criteria. And here we are back in 2008 where it's a frenzy and anybody with a heartbeat can get a loan. Is this where we're headed?
Well, I think if you look at some other articles in the subprime loans and the billions of dollars of subprime loans that are going to be written or they're being written now, I think that fear and as one of our colleagues Greg Rand puts it, it's people's hairs lighting on fire.
That's right.
And I think that so. Back in February, 54% said that they didn't have a plan to buy a home, and now 58% plan on not buying a home. The real question is, what is the proper balance in our country of home ownership? Is it 100%? No. Is it 50%? Maybe 60%? What is that number? And I think before everyone starts freaking out about affordability and mortgage rates and all of those things, which, yes, they do affect the values of homes, and it can affect some affordability, but we have a free market, and the less that people start trying to tinker with that by all of a sudden saying, oh no, we need more people owning homes, let's lower the criteria, and that's going to lead to more foreclosures, but people are still going to get paid on the front end and make money. And so I think that really you have to understand what's driving that desire, and it's not a bad thing for people to rent and be mobile. Is that okay? I think so. I think that the world that we live in now, the mobility is more important than owning the home you live in. Doesn't mean you can't own a home. I think the barrier for entry for owning an investment property is much less than the barrier of entry of buying a home to live in most markets. So.
Yeah. So you said being mobile. Are you talking about mobile homes? I'm kidding. That's just
no.
Right. You're like, nope, not mobile home parks. This is not a multifamily conversation. So for many Americans, buying a home really is one of the ways that we all know to generate wealth and to build wealth. What are some of the other ways?
Well, so you're referring to buying a home that you live in?
Well, yeah.
I don't really know
how to start that question because I don't identify with the question, but I feel like I needed to put myself in the shoes of somebody that would be asking the question. That's my frame of mind when asking that question.
Of course. So, yes, buying a home to live in and investing into a home that you live in and long-term living there, paying off a mortgage, of course, is going to create equity and wealth down the road. But it's many people look at buying a home and they're looking at that value on the short term and seeing what that can do for them on the short term is not proper and not the right way to look at it, in my opinion. If you're buying a home now, there's a lot of different numbers that are put out there, but usually it's 7 to 10 years before you start realizing the benefit of owning that home. So if you're not planning to stay there for 7 to 10 years, or you're not going to be happy with that home for the next 7 to 10 years, it may not be a good investment. That being said, buying an investment property, you start to see the benefits immediately, especially if you can get yourself on a good plan where you're buying a home or two a year. Even at that kind of rate, when you start to hit about 5 years, it becomes very, very interesting. So you can rent the home you're in, invest into real estate, and start to really create wealth at a much accelerated rate compared to just owning the home that you live in.
Is your home an asset?
Of course. At some point.
That's the kicker. I feel like there are a lot of folks that think their home is an asset. I don't think it is. It doesn't become really an asset until you realize the gain from it. That's my perspective. Anything that takes money out of your pocket is not an asset. And a home does that because you're living in it.
Well, of course, and most of the people aren't putting down. I mean, are you putting down 50% of the value of the house? Is that your down payment? Or are you putting down 5 or 10%? And who owns the 80-90% of that asset. Who is it really an asset for? Is it an asset for the banks? Probably, because they're trading those securities and making a lot more money than you are in your home in the short term. Long term, it's definitely an asset when you can realize that gain. That equity in your house and that equity that people talk about right now, that I've been reading some articles about how household equities hit $1 trillion. What does that really mean?
Yep, no, that's right. We got to go to break, so we'll talk about what that really means when we come back. Think Realty Nation, check out runnerswarehouse.com. Have questions for me? You can find me anywhere online at Avi Golhar. I'm pretty good with keeping up on my social, unless, you know, it's Michigan football time. So, yeah, find me online at Avi Golhar or go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask a question, we'll answer it right here on the show. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
And we're back. It's Avi Golhar. My guest today is Noel Christopher, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Renters Warehouse. So we've been talking about some interesting news stories lately. The fact that many Americans think that renting is cheaper, more affordable than buying a home. We've been talking about generating wealth for Americans in general. And I would say, you know, one of the interesting topics, Noel, you and I were just talking about during the break, was this concept or this fact that household equity in the United States is in the trillions of dollars. You had mentioned something that I want you to kind of explain and go in and dig a little bit deeper into, which is this idea that even though that's the case, household debt is still the same. It's maybe the same, maybe greater, probably greater, and that the mindset can't be, I can't build wealth because there are always more options to do so.
Yes, so it's an interesting time when you have, because of the low interest rates, and you see this, you can look at this, whether it's in individual households or corporations, they've created a ton of debt, but then again, a ton of equity. It's, you know, so I was reading something interesting recently that, you know, so you have household equity is huge, but then also it's way above the GDP. So we're not kind of, some things are out of sync there. And a lot of it could be in the opinion of, you know, the Fed keeping the interest rates so low, and they're starting to slowly rip that Band-Aid off. But, you know, my main point with all of this is that regardless of debt, regardless of student loans, regardless of all of these other factors that the press and the news puts out there that is going to, you know, that is the fear mongering, in my opinion, where they're saying, you know, home prices are going down. Well, the growth is slowed. The home prices aren't going down. The growth is slowed. Yeah, there's a lot of debt. There's a lot of equity. You know, which is right? Can people really tap into that equity right now? Well, maybe, maybe not. If they can't sell their house or they don't want to sell their house, they're not tapping into that equity, just like we were talking about. So they're not realizing that asset. But the fact is that we live in a time that has never been like this before, where it is easier than ever to invest into real estate, which is still a hot asset class. The fact that more people are saying that they don't want to buy a house, even though I just read something else that said a third of all renters plan to buy in the next 2 years, but then if you dive deeper in that, they don't have enough money saved up to buy. but maybe they can invest into a rental property in the Midwest where prices are still decent. So there, all these different factors, you can still invest, you can still create wealth. And that's something that we talk a lot about with our company. And in our CEO's book, Kevin Orner's book on the Real Estate Revolution, we talk a lot about how you can still create that wealth. Don't let all of these factors and all of this noise bring down the fact that there are opportunities. You can invest as little as $500 into real estate funds and slowly build up some wealth. You can invest $5,000 or $10,000 and own a house and start to really create that wealth. And so you have to push all that noise out. And it doesn't change the fact that there's a ton of factors that are affecting our economy that will continue to affect our economy overall. But there's still a ton of opportunities, no matter what state you're in.
Totally agreed. I think, you know, you start taking a look at the Midwest, the Southeast. I invest in the Southeast. I love the Southeast for investing. Even though I'm from the Midwest, I'm from the state of Michigan. I also like the state of Michigan, right? So if you're listening to this and you're on the West Coast or the East Coast, consider some of these opportunities that are made available to you anywhere online. Just connect with an agent and you'll find them. I think that's incredibly important. I agree with you too, Noel. The mindset needs to be, yes, I can still build wealth and here's how. What's the challenge there? What do you think the big disconnect is between those folks that say, well, yeah, this makes sense to me. And I'm talking about the 78% of Americans in this article versus those that say, no, I can't.
You mean as far as buying a home?
Buying a home and building wealth.
So I think it's just a lot of it is misconceptions. A lot of it is how we're taught. I mean, again, you know, as we mentioned the last time I was on, it's always huge news if people suddenly stop using credit card debt and they start saving money. People start freaking out a little bit. And it's really because the way it's set up is that a lot of people make money off of the debt. And, the household wealth bubble, a lot of it is about just really the cheap credit, cheap debt, and those types of things. And it's so very complex. But I think that, if you read all the news today, it's talking about how real estate is no longer affordable. Well, it's no longer affordable in California and Seattle. Okay, well, yeah, really, no surprise there, right?
Right.
Okay, so if it's not a smart investment move in those markets, we live in a big country and there's tons of opportunities within our country to invest. It's, stock prices are going up and down. Well, yeah, really, unless you're a professional investor in the stock market, I would maybe be careful of that. You can invest in the single family homes that are a tangible asset that you can understand, see the history, wrap your mind around it, what it is, and not have to be a accredited investor to get into those types of investments. And it's just really about educating and being enabled. And so we look at that a lot on our owners. We have 13,000 owners that own one home. We'd like to enable them to own more homes and educate them. And a lot of it is about that education and understanding that there are opportunities out there. Now, I'm not talking about the guy you see on late night TV or the real estate investing guru and things like that. Communication is so fluid these days. You don't have to always go to those types of platforms or people. You can invest into real estate and understand what it is with just getting some advice from people like you and I.
No, that's fair. I think if we keep our eyes and ears open, we'll definitely start to see patterns. And there are definitely sources of information that you can check out. For example, thinkrealty.com has amazing articles and news bulletins and blogs and posts about just what's going on. And this is where you can start. When you're looking at a market, Noel, what are some of the indicators that you look at to determine whether or not it's ripe for investment and you should get in, or if you should leave and run?
So I think rental affordability, obviously, looking at how the population growth or lack of, job growth or lack of, companies moving in. I mean, you can Google any city and talk about and see how they're growing, or even go on their economic development sites and things like that to kind of see, just what's happening in a market and get a good handle on it. I think that, I would be careful in some of the very urban markets because there's a lot of debt issues within those municipalities and counties and states and things like that. So there's a lot of research you can do.
Yeah, I mean, and like you mentioned, real estate is very much a local game. And so you got to pay attention to job growth. You have to pay attention to population trends, see what's going on. Then, of course, check out City Hall, see where they're looking at expanding the city, what cutbacks they're making. And based on that, you can identify potential opportunities. All right, got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. More with Noel Christopher from Renters Warehouse when we come back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, so we're back. And the good news about being back is that you get more actionable information from this show than you do any other show. I want to, like, hear you nod your head yes to this comment. Like, this, I know this happens every single day, and it rocks my world when Think Realty Radio, me, and my guests deliver some really cool, awesome info. And that's what's going on today. You already know that. You got questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. I'd encourage everybody as well to grab a copy of Think Realty Magazine. It is a print publication. It's one of my favorites to read. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but it should be one of yours too. Check it out at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. My guest today is Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse. We've been talking about some interesting news that's been in the headlines lately. And Noel, you mentioned that there's a little bit of consolidation happening in the single family space from the institutional perspective. Do a deep dive. Help me. Give me some background, maybe a little history lesson, and then help me understand what the impact is then for investors like me.
So I think it's really interesting, and this is something that we've been on the forefront of in the single-family rental property management space. You know, back with the Great Recession, housing prices were incredibly low, and we hit the bottom, and a lot of institutional investors came in and started investing into single-family rentals, which was deemed this new asset class. The funny thing about this new asset class is that there – you know, back then, I believe there was about 12 or 13 million long-term single-family rentals. Now there's about 17 million. So yeah, it's grown, but that's just natural because there was an inflated home ownership rate, and that correction happened in a big way. A lot of people lost their homes, or a lot of people that were in homes they should have been, and you know, we all know that story. So what's happened since then, since 2012, is you've had large institutional investors invest heavily into single-family rentals. You've also had a ton of, and when I say heavily, I mean probably about 300,000 out of 17 million. The rest of them, and which has stayed pretty steady at about 20% of all of the real estate transactions have been single-family rentals. And what that is, it's a lot of small investors like you and I, Avi, like a lot of our listeners who have invested into single-family homes, whether they own one, whether they own five. I think the makeup is something of the 17 million. There's about most 50% or so own one home. Another 80% of that 17 million own less than five single-family homes. So it's a very small market, very fractured, but it is a $3.1 trillion asset class. Compare that to apartment buildings, which are about $3.4 trillion, and then compare that to some of the other asset classes, offices, things like that. Single-family rentals is as big or bigger than most of those. And so what's happened since these institutional investors have gotten into the space, they invested in homes, they've created lending products, they've really opened up the single-family rental market so that smaller investors can actually own more than five homes. And I think I don't know for sure the reasons behind this, but I think a lot of the reasons it was limited to about five was because the financing that was available prior, Fannie Mae type financing where you're limited to eight homes. Most people rarely got up to eight because of the requirements of the principal interest taxes was 6 months for each unit or each home building that you owned, each home that you own. So it's really hard to get up to even eight. So now you have a lot more financing coming into the space, a lot more professionalism, and you have a lot of these large single-family rental funds that have really led the way, have started to consolidate. And what that has done is created a huge market in the service industry to start to consolidate, and it really needs to rise up to be able to service a lot of these smaller investors that are now expanding. And you're seeing it in the property management space. That coupled with a lot more interest in the real estate space on the technology side, on both the brokerage side and these iBuyer programs and the single-family rental property management companies, all that combined together has created this perfect storm where you have companies like ourselves, and there's a few others out there that are now buying up some of the smaller competitors, investing heavily into technology. And then what we've seen you know, in the last 2 years, for example, our company has been Renters Warehouse. We've been buying some property management companies. Well, now a lot of the companies we were looking at buying, they're saying they're not selling any longer. They're buying up a lot of their competitors and looking for an exit down the road. And it's just the classic consolidation phase of this asset class being institutionalized. And it's happening not just on the large institutional funds, it's happening for property management companies like ourselves who are servicing small investors. And it's going to lead to a ton of benefits down the road.
What kind of benefits are those?
So, for example, you know, the for us to manage 23,000 homes, we have to put in some pretty serious processes, platforms in place to be able to efficiently manage those homes. And not only that, we also manage for some larger investors, and the efficiencies that the larger investors expect and the level of professionalism they expect from us trickles down into the smaller investors that we manage for, and then trickles out into the rest of the marketplace of property management companies. So the level of service is having to be raised, causing more efficiencies, which increases the ROI for the small investor in the long run.
So I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, I understand the consolidation piece, but what if I just want to keep buying one or two or three or four a year? Right? Like, will this have a major impact for me?
It will, because now, for example, 2 years ago, if you wanted to go buy, own five homes in five markets, you were going to have five different property managers. Mm. Now you have a choice of two or three national companies that can manage all five of those homes in five of those markets. And so it's not just us. There's other companies out there that are doing what we're doing, and that's great because it creates competitiveness in the marketplace. And not only that, now you have these smaller, these larger local property management companies that are now going out and buying regionally and expanding regionally. And that's creating a better level of professionalism, and it also creates efficiencies that as an investor on your own managing those properties, you can't get because you don't have the scale that a company like ours does, or some of these competitors or supersized regional companies. And that's going to create these efficiencies, such as on your leasing, how quickly you lease a home, the data and the efficiencies there is unreal right now that you can get on leasing homes, the repairs and maintenance times, how quickly you turn a property, the process behind that, and just the systems and processes that are now becoming standardized in the industry, which we're not. So you could have 10 different property managers that do it, that manage properties 10 different ways, and then your reporting and the accounting and all of those things that come out are you know, they're kind of all over the place right now, and that's all being standardized. And a lot of it's driven from these institutional funds that we manage for, and as well as the lenders. So now as a lender, they want you to have – I'm sorry, a lender and insurance company, your insurer, they're going to want you to have professional property management, and because it reduces risk.
That's right.
And as that risk is reduced, they're going to be more willing to lend. So if you have a portfolio of 10 homes or 100 homes, and you go to a lender and say, I'm managing these myself, they're going to have some red flags with that. They'd rather it be professionally managed.
That's right. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that and then the choices in the individual investors like me will have when it comes to this. So a lot more conversation coming up. Don't go anywhere. You got questions for me? Super easy. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see a little form dealio. Go ahead and punch in your name, your question, hit submit, and I will take that question and answer it right here on Think Realty Radio. All right. More Think Realty Radio when we come back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
All right, we're back. Last 10 minutes of the show, we're going to offer as much knowledge as possible. And it's not just knowledge we're offering, it's just pretty awesome, actionable steps that you can take to be a smarter investor. My guest today is Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse, a good buddy of mine. Enjoy connecting with him once a week on the show. And today we've been talking about some interesting developments that really mean a lot to individual, kind of your smaller investors. Noel, give me a little bit of background on the consolidation in this single family rental space, and then how small investors really truly benefit from all of this?
So as this space is becoming more institutionalized, and again, it's a market that's been around for forever, and there's 17 million single family homes that are owned by primarily owners that own less than five homes. So the opportunity is huge for this space to be institutionalized. And what that means is that it's good for the small investor. I think what's happening next is we're starting to see more multifamily type property management companies and investors come into the space. And that's just going to push more pressure on pricing for property management, meaning lower prices for owners. For everybody out there that owns a single family home and it's managed by a property management company, that pricing is going to be pushed down. It's going to weed out some of the smaller players who are not taking advantage of these efficiencies, the technologies that are coming into the space on a daily basis. Some of these, even some of these property management software companies, I think are going to really have to change their model because we live in an open API period or world where you need to be able to plug in the best practices of all these different, leasing and repairs and maintenance and call centers and all these different things that you can do where we are still in a global economy and global world. So that's going to benefit the small investor. It's going to create more efficiencies. They're going to be able to leverage this, buy homes in more tertiary markets and still be able to confidently manage them because of the professionalism in the space. And so it's all really good things. I think that there's lots of shakeups. We get a lot of pushback from some property management companies because we're pushing the pricing down and they don't understand how we can make a profit on how we're pricing and how we're managing. Mm-hmm. But the fact is it's about scale and efficiencies. So all of those are great things.
No, that's right. And for me, I know when I'm looking at rentals, I want to have as much detailed and financial reporting as possible, and I don't want to do that myself, right? It's a total waste of my time to do that. My activity is better served in finding deals and making more money and then or finding more money and using other people's money and making sure that I have enough of that so that I couple the equity I have with the right deal to go get the right debt so that I can continue to add to the portfolio. That's what I'm doing on a very regular basis. It just makes sense in these secondary and tertiary markets. I'm visiting these places and all of these things. Last thing that I want to do is manage my properties. So I love leveraging Renter's Warehouse in order to do that. Is that something that is the right playbook for smaller investors, or do you recommend something else?
I think that if you're going to buy outside your market, you absolutely need to leverage a professional property manager for a lot of reasons. There's some do-it-yourself platforms that can work until they don't when you have some pain points, such as usually it's around a tenant issue or a maintenance issue. You're not going to – we are going through all the bumps and bruises of scaling a business and managing homes remotely all over the country that – can't be replicated. It's at an accelerated pace. We are figuring out and learning our lessons very quickly, like other competitors in our industry. And you can't that's just worth its weight in gold. And that's why it's good to work with a professional property manager in any sense and somebody who's been around for a while, whether it's us or another company, because they've gone through the ups and downs and they figured it out because they had to. And so innovation happens in those instances where it is a do or die situation. That's when innovation happens. And so these aren't companies, and we're not companies that have leveraged debt in order to buy back our stock and become this large company. We're getting to where we are because we're going through the ups and downs and learning our lessons on a daily basis because we have to succeed. And those are the best companies to work with because you're going to get the best service and processes that have been tried and true through trial and error.
That's right. Quick question. I was just reading something the other day about artificial intelligence starting to now compete with real estate agents. Do you feel like that's going to have a major impact? There's a company called REX, the Real Estate Exchange, and they're using artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robots to pretty much connect the dots between sellers, buyers, and properties, essentially for 2% commission instead of the normal 6 that you would find from real estate agents. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you think that should be a major challenge?
I think it's disrupting the space. I think that its current iteration won't be anywhere close to where it is. You can't replace, I can speak to real estate investing and then buying a home. So buying a home, if you know the area you want to be in and you have all the data in front of you and you're buying that home, you're going to live in it. It's an emotional decision. I think that there's a lot of disruption happening in that space. On the real estate investing side, there is, but you still need that trusted third party reinforcer to tell you that this is a good investment, because there's a gut check in every real estate investment, no matter how much you can put tech behind underwriting, what that home's going to rent for, what the condition of it is, all of those things. There's certain parts of that that you can't, at this point yet, you can't put AI into, but the machine learning and the trends and getting deep into markets, understanding how that affects how job growth and all of those different things are plugged in. That's where it gets really interesting, because you can really analyze markets and start doing some predictive analytics on where it's going to go. Guys like House Canary are great at it, and where they're really getting into it. And there's some things that you can automate the transaction process and really push down, just like we're pushing down prices in the property management business. Real estate commissions are being pushed down, because too many, in my opinion, agents are focused on, well, I worked really hard, I deserve this, instead of, are you giving the right services that these customers need, and is it worth what you're charging? I've read another article that was similar to what you're talking about, where some of these agents are going to need to get with the program, where they need to be able to offer all these things. They need to be the glue that ties together all of this data and information, instead of pushing back against iBuyer programs. Put that in their tool belt. Be that trusted advisor, and they'll be surprised that they'll still be able to earn a great living and leverage all of these other tools, and maybe have more velocity and do more transactions. But don't push away against AI and the iBuyers and all the stuff that's coming out. Be the glue that puts all that together. That would be my advice to real estate agents and to consumers and investors. Find the agents who are embracing all of these things, and find the companies that are embracing this, and work with them, and you'll still be happy to get that personal touch and pay for it.
Yeah, we have to close the show out here in probably about 45 seconds. I agree with you. I think that operating from a position of fear is definitely not empowering, right? If we think that the world is falling, the sky is falling, and Skynet is here, and the AI is going to take over, then we can't really be proactive as business owners and entrepreneurs anyway, and even real estate investors for that matter. But if we can figure out a way to connect all the dots to our advantage as investors, boy oh boy, I think we're in for a real treat, regardless of what the market is doing, because let's face it, we're getting better options. Things are becoming a little bit cheaper, like Noel was mentioning, from the property management side. And we're able to leverage, say in this case, Renter's Warehouse's expertise to focus on what we really want. What's the objective here? To build wealth long term. Noel, thanks so much for jumping on the air with me today. It's always a pleasure, man.
You bet. Thank you.
Until next time, Think Realty Nation, it's going to be a lot of fun. Keep asking those questions. We need more of those. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text the word ASK to 96270 and have your questions answered right here on Think Realty Radio. Until next time, happy investing.
This hour is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.